Okay, we continue now in the next chapter of the Tanya, Perek Chaf Dalet, chapter 24, page Resh Sadi Aleph. The commentary says the following: the Perek HaKoidim Nisbar, in the previous Perek it's been explained, Shepnimius HaRotzon HaElyon Meir BeHiskalus BeEsek HaTorah Mitzvos, that the inner supernal desire of Hashem illuminates and reveals itself with the engagement of Torah and mitzvahs. And a person becomes unified with Hashem, as has been elaborated in our Parsha class this week. Now in this parak, we're going to get the opposite. How it comes through sins, which is the opposite of God's will, Nasa Adam Nifrad Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu, how a person becomes separated from Hashem. Last couple of chapters, we're talking about how one can get close to Hashem. And through Torah mitzvahs, that everything gets revealed and you become unified. But what do Averos do? That's the separation that we have to look into. So now we start with the words of the Tanya. Vezel umazeh, and this one always is opposite to that one. The 365 negative commandments, and also rabbinic prohibitions, since they are against the will and the wisdom of Hashem, and it's the opposite of what Hashem wants. So therefore, what happens? Heim nifradim miyichudo v'achdusu yisparach v'tachlus haperid mamish. They are totally separated, the ultimate separation from the unity of Hashem. Kimo hasitra achar v'haklipa, like the other side in the shell, hanikra, that's called avodah zarah v'elohim acherim, it's called fall of strange service and foreign gods. Machmas hester panim shel ratzoyim, because this is the hiddenness of Hashem's face, of His desire. It's not what He wants. So this causes the opposite effect. Says the commentary, Hakol miyuchad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, everything is totally unified with Hashem, right? You can't, even the evil is connected to Hashem. However, Elisha Peirut, so where's the separation? Humachmas Hester Ponim Shal Rasayim. It's Hashem hides Himself. He hides it. We don't sense it. That's the difference. The illusion is such that, it has nothing to do with Hashem. Since Hashem hides His connection to it. When Hashem reveals the connection, you see clearly the connection. When a person learns Torah, Lishma, you mamish feel the connection with Hashem. You sense it. When you're doing an Avera, you don't sense the connection that's there, and therefore you feel a separation. Umizet nishtal shalu haklipas v'sitra achar she'inyonam hu she'markishim es atzvam kemitzias tiferem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from this evolves the klipas of the other side, that their whole content is that they feel a separate entity from Hashem, as we mentioned in chapter 22. V'kach ma'asei haveros, similarly, actions that are sinful, she'em neged v'tzonis baruch, that's the opposite of Hashem, heim nifradim yichudu v'achdus v'tachus perit. They are totally separated from that, the ultimate separation from the unity of Hashem, in apparent sake. In other words, because of the Hester Panim. Continues the commentary. And just as it is regarding the actual sinful activity, so it is as well regarding the garments of the soul, the animalistic soul, that they come, that from them come the activities. And so it is regarding the animalistic soul itself. That are enclosed in the sin, they also are going to be separated, as now the Tanya explains. And therefore the three garments of the soul that come from the klipas noga, that shining klipas we talked about long ago, which is Shemachshava Divar Maisa, thought, speech, and action, which means klipas noga means that they can be illuminated or not. They're neutral in the animalistic soul. But now what happens when you do have ears of them? So now they become Hamulu Bashim Bishasa Lo Sederaisaron. They get enclosed in the 365 negative commandments and the rabbinic ordinances that they now are going against them. And the essence of that soul that is enclosed in its garments. Kulam. They're all unified, literally, with the other side of the shell, and that is called Avoda Zora. Any Avera is Avoda Zora, per se. Not only that, Oleha, Ugruim, Not only that, but they are nullified to this Avoda Zora. They are supplementary, and worse and lower than them, so much more, as he's going to explain why. Commentary adds, "Hanefesh habahamis luvishem yuchadim im klipas avodah zara." The animalistic soul and its garments are unified now with that shell of avodah zara. Vim Cain comes out, "Heim ba'osa madrega sheklipasu." They're on the same level as that klipa, and more than that, the Yisrim is a heim od grimer. They're even worse than that klipa, as he will explain. Tanya continues, "Kihi eina melubeshes beguf chomri," because the klipa is not enclosed in physical body. The klipa itself doesn't have any physicality to it. V'yodasas ribona, and the klipa itself knows who its creator is. Veinu meredes bo lifo puloso v'mashlachas malachei roim shelo ela b'shul shom makom baruch chas shom. He's not rebelling against Hashem. Ukamamer bilam lo uchal avaris v'Hashem. Bilam himself said, "I can't go against what Hashem says." All right, they don't go against Hashem. Commentary explains: Haklipa yodas mitzvah Hashem. The klipa itself, it knows about Hashem's reality. V'yadash shehu ribono, and he knows that God's his master. V'shchayes, when he has to listen to him. However, the brackets say, "El she'inin haklipa he shemachzikas asalunsius." The thing with the klipa is that it holds itself to be its own reality, fukfir bechlusis baruch. That is itself a kfir of the unity of God. Shakol batal lagabi kadosh baruch. It's all nullified to Hashem. So the klipa holds it's a separate reality. Now, race study days. Still in the commentary. We got ma shaha klipa shocha malachim roim lahazik. And the fact that the klipa brings bad angels to do damage. He doesn't do it without the agency of Hashem when it sends the destruction. Because he knows Hashem rules it. That's what Bilam said. I can't go against Hashem's will. Right? In other words, the comment, the Beirum on the bottom says, Bilam himself did Averus. He himself did Averus. But when he speaks about the spiritual klipa that Bilam was involved with, right? And that's where he got his prophecy from. And that's where he got his power to curse from. That's not Bilam the private individual anymore. Bilam with the Yetzirah, listens to his Yetzirah. It's Bilam connecting in to the higher reality that Hashem is gifting to him. So that he said, "I can't go against Hashem with that. Because that's Hashem's power. He won't let me do that." So the klipa here senses itself as a separate entity, but will not go against Hashem. So he has things he has to do. He has to entice man to sin. That's part of his job. He has to cover up Hashem's reality. It's part of his job. But he's not going to do something Hashem tells him he can't do. So he knows. But he senses he's his own reality. That is the problem with the klipa. He does sense he's his own reality. And he says, even though the klipa is called Avodah Zara, but still, he still calls God the God of all gods. He knows he can't go against God. He knows the klipa comprehends that his whole life and existence nurtures from the back of the back. Remember, backwards, right? Not from the front of the will of Hashem that surrounds him. He's not a fool. The klipa knows everything. Right? Commentary. Av shenikra haklipa avodah zara. Even though the klipa is called avodah zara, hare eina koferes mis Hashem. It doesn't deny the existence of Hashem. Shechen kor le'eloka eloka. Because that's why he calls God the God of all gods. Shemarkim shekodesh bruch eloka shalom. He knows. They recognize that God is their God. That they draw forth their life from that, from the back, as we explained. Tanya continues. But their nurturing and their life that's inside them is an aspect of Golus within them, because they think they're also a power. Which they know they get power from God, but they think they're also a power. That's the denial of the unity. To say, I got power from Hashem and I have my own power from Hashem. Even though he knows its existence from Hashem. We call Makam Haim Avodazar. It's still Avodazar, Kimin Shemakshim is Asmalakus, because they hold they have some power. Even though God is the ultimate power, but still Avodazar. Imachius Alokus Hoysibigoli. If the godly entry was revealed, then they'd be nullified to Hashem. But Hashem doesn't reveal it to them. Hashem does not reveal the hiddenness to these Klippas. Since their existence, their life existence is hidden in an aspect of exile, so therefore it's not affecting for them to be nullified to Hashem, but rather they think that they're a god. But they have a little revelation that Hashem is giving them life. Therefore it activates it, it won't totally deny Hashem. So the sources of evil, who do their work, they understand that their existence comes from Hashem. But they have been led by Hashem to believe incorrectly that they have a separate independent reality as well. And that's why, right, that's why Hashem created them, with that understanding. And that's how they operate. And they're told to do a job of Hashem, and they will never go against what Hashem wants. And Hashem's telling them to do what? Try to fool people. That's your job. Your job is to fool people. Your job is to give them free will. So we're gonna make this world as enticing as possible. Try to get people to sin. Right? And he knows his existence comes from Hashem, but still, because Hashem is hidden from it, it thinks it's separate from Hashem.
Hashem even adjusts the intensity for each individual and...
Well, these are the klipas now. This is not individuals. This is the klipas are working on us. Now the Tanya continues an important point. But still in all, they don't deny Hashem's total reality and say it isn't Him. They call Him the God of all gods. They know that their life and existence and maintenance draws forth from Hashem. They never go against Hashem. The Klippas, the Satan, Malchamavis, they wouldn't go against. How could you go against Hashem? Hashem's the boss. But they sense a sense of independence. Independence. Okay, I don't have to say the commentary says the same thing. Reish Sadi Gimel. No. Now, that's the forces of evil. Now let's come to the person. Let's come to us. So a person who sins against Hashem, who garua upakas harbe meod mesitrach v'klipa nikras avodazar v'kim achirim, is worse. When we do an avera as human beings, we're worse, much worse and lower than the sitra achir and the klipa that's called avodazar and foreign gods. Because we have the ultimate feeling of separation from Hashem. And we deny God's unity much more than the Klippa, as the commentary will explain, and as will be explained as he goes ahead. There's a lot going on over here, so we've got to read. Commentary begins with, unity of Hashem means, when we say unity of Hashem, every time we say Shema, is Hashem is the only power that controls. And we have to listen to Him. More than that means, besides Him, there is no independent reality. Hakol bottle of everything is nullified to Him. Hashem is unique and the only one as He was before the creation, as He is after the creation. Now, al yedeisha klipa machzik. That's the truth. Al yedeisha klipa machzik asasos. But since the klipa holds himself to be an independent reality, zikoferes bachtus yisbarach, it denies the unity of Hashem. But it still agrees, admits that Hashem is the boss. He's the only boss of the world. That Avera act, so gam neged inyan sakadosh baruch hu, that's going against Hashem. Something the son would never do. The son would never go against Hashem. But we go against Hashem. And that's going against the idea, Shakarish Baruch Yachid Shisok Shmo, that he's the one that we have to listen to. Because we're doing the opposite of Hashem. Vinimsa comes out, Kilu Kofar Bachtusa Yosma Klippa, because that's what he meant, the Tanya, in the beginning of the chapter, to say it's like he denies the Yud of Hashem more than the Klippa denies it. Okay, therefore he's the ultimate separation from Hashem. Let's take a look in the footnote at the bottom, Aleph. Mehamavur Khan, based on what's explained here, Yeshlahovin Bedakus Yoser, we can understand a little more subtleness. Binogela Klolos Isaskus Adam Binyonim was regarding persons engaging in this world. And how we have to look at the fact that how we make use of this world. The Dugma, for example, Inyan Asik Masa Umatam, the concept of business dealing. Mitzad ha-kedusha. So now, there's two ways to look at your business. And that's very negative this week's parsha. How you look at our business. If you're looking at it from the holy perspective, if you're looking from there's a God who runs the world and everything is God. Okay, kavonas ha-esek. So what are you supposed to be thinking about when you're in business? Or going to work? He bishvil sheyuchal la'avod Hashem. I'm only going to work so I can serve Hashem. That's it. To serve Hashem. Because there is nothing independent. Ukamamar, as the statement says, Ani lo nivresi el Hashemah, says Koni, I was created only to serve my master. When he thinks that the whole idea of the parnasa is for himself, he is making the parnasa. Even though he says, I know my parnasa is from Hashem. Because that's who he's davening to. He davens to Hashem today. Hashem Barech Aleinu, give me good parnasa. Umakayim Torah Mitzvahs, and he does mitzvahs. But still, if he is, if he says that my reason that I go to work is to make a parnasa for me, Harehu Bedugmas HaKlipa, he's just like the Klipa. Sheyodah Shechiyusav Hashem, he knows that his life comes from Hashem, Avli Mitzvah, but you're still a separate, independent reality. The ofen zehu kekfira ba'achs Hashem. That is just like kfira in the unity of Hashem. Sheimetzius chus meno v'akol batlov. Because unity of Hashem means there is no reality other than Hashem, and everything is all vaitim. Okay. However, kasher ha'adam margish kishayisik v'asav. What a person feels when he's doing his work. Koch v'yotzim yodi osuli asakal zeh. My strength did this. Harei zeh garua miklipas avodah zarah. That's worse than the klipa avodah zarah. The Klipa knows that Hashem suspends you, and if you're figuring that Hashem is not suspending you, then you have problems. So this is a very subtle point here. Words, you're going to work, and this is really everything I said in the Parsha class, everything we've been saying in the afternoon class, in the afternoon class, right? Is that my job here is not to make parnas. My job is not to make parnasa. Hashem is the one who gives me all the parnasa. I have nothing to do with it. But the Sitra Achra's job is to fool you. And for you to not think that way. And so if that's the case, Rabbi, how come all the people who work hard make money and those who don't work hard don't make money? Looks that way. How come all the doctors make money and the guys who aren't doctors don't make money? How does it look? How does it look the fact that I put the seeds in the ground? And I worked on the farm, and I did everything. So how do you say that it all comes from Hashem? Right. So that's the nesayon. That's the nesayon. But you know, Hashem, you know, has very simple solutions for that. It's called Shemitah. Hashem says, guess what? When you don't work, you make three times as much. Well, wait a minute. If I'm making three times as much when I don't work, then what am I accomplishing when I'm working? Right. That's what's really going on over here. So what am I doing? You know what you're doing? You're doing what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you to sanctify God's name in this world. Right? So how do you do that? when you work and you say, I know that it is, you get up in front, you're honored by the Fortune 500 Club as the richest man in the world. Is that I want you to know one thing. It is not me at all. It is all God. God destined that I should make all that money. And he only wanted me to show that to you. And he wants me to show you how a person is supposed to behave and how to follow the Torah. My job is to follow the mitzvahs of the Torah. So a farmer, for example, he's farming. He says, I have one job to do as a farmer, to make sure there's dozens of mitzvahs that apply to farming land. And I have to make sure that I'm the reason I'm planting the land, the reason I'm doing all this is, you know why? So that the poor man can go into my field and take a corner. And that everything I drop in the field, he's allowed to take. And then when I finish, I give the Kohen 2%, the Levi 10%, and the king,
Sam.
The king 10%. You're going to find out soon enough. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I have to take 10% to Jerusalem. And I got to give the poor 10%. That's the only reason I'm doing it. And I know it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. So what am I? I'm just humbly doing what Hashem is telling me to do. And I'm taking zero credit for it. So I understand. So why are you making money? To do the mitzvahs that are associated with me. If I don't work at the farm, I can't do these mitzvahs. If I don't work in a farm, look at all the mitzvahs I can't do. Why do you go to business? Well, listen, if I go to business, let's call the mitzvahs I could do. Number one, I'm not allowed to fool you in business, right?
We need business ethics.
That's this week's parsha. Onas Dvarim. Onas Mekach. I can't overcharge. I'm there, and I want to bedavku make sure God wants me to make a profit, but it has to be a legal profit, not too much profit. He wants me to make sure that I don't misrepresent anything. He wants to make sure that, and on top of that, if I should be thinking I'm doing a chesed, because now people will be able to either buy a bed or buy breakfast or whatever. And by me, I'm making it easier for them. They don't have to go to the farm and do that. I want to do a chesed to give them that. I want to be the means for Hashem to give it. Also, I want to be able to pay my workers on time. Right? I told you that famous story with the Chafetz Chaim, right? When him and his son-in-law took the wagon driver, took them home.
Yeah.
And the Chafetz Chaim said, I have to pay the wagon driver. So the son-in-law said, I already paid him. Chavos Chaim said, "Oy vey." He says, "What's the matter?" He says, "What were you thinking about when you paid him?" "What do you mean I paid him?" He says, "No, you're supposed to have had the kavani to fulfill the mitzvah of paying the worker on time." He listed a whole bunch of mitzvahs. And he says, "You probably didn't do it. It was a whole waste. The whole trip on the wagon was a waste." You understand? We would say it was a good trip. We got there, no problems. We got us there on time. Chavos Chaim said, "Only reason I'm on the wagon is to pay the wagon driver on time. The only reason you go on the TTC, the only reason you go on the TTC is to thank the bus driver and to give somebody your seat, to give an old Jew your seat. Instead, what you do, you fight to get a seat. Like, I'm not saying you have to give your seat to every old person who's there, but you know, why is somebody making you go on the bus? Why is making you go on the subway? So you can do a Kiddush Hashem. That's all. It's nothing to do with you." Right, but once you say, all you have to say is, you know, I'm the one who's Baruch Hashem, a good Parnasa Geber. Hashem helped me.
Ooh.
I will agree. Hashem helped
sure,
me.
You're like the klipot.
But I did it. I did it. Right. Then you know. But if you think you did it all,
worse than the klipot.
Then you're worse than the klipot. Then you're worse than you. Yes, sir.
Is there one person in the Fortune 500 that thinks that way?
Sure, there are.
I don't. First of all, I don't know all 500 people. I don't know if any of them
are. Doesn't matter. Fun. None of them do.
I would say Reichman did.
Yeah. I would say Hofstede.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's in the 500. I don't know.
Whatever. Okay.
I would say Reichman.
500 or not.
I would say Reichman
wealthy
did.
People.
But they're going.
Very few of them.
You're right. So that's all. They're bad.
So
but a goy doesn't
so
need to do this.
Work?
A goy
why
doesn't
does
need.
Why Hashem give him that thing that? But they don't even
go
know
ask,
how to use
go
it.
Go ask God. Go ask God. Well, that's not my business.
God.
Well, listen, there's many
example
reasons.
About
first
house.
Of all, it could just show you that there are ways to make money evilly without a ship. And now you could be tempted to follow their way. Now, the question is, here's the real question.
The dark side.
The question is, so why are we davening for Parnassa?
Exactly.
If you really think about why should I daven for Parnassa? Hashem's giving me the Parnassa. You only daven for things
right.
that you're not getting.
So the answer, the best answer is, what are you really davening for?
You know the source.
Borech Oleinu. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Borech Oleinu means you bless me.
You want to come
he says, Hashem, I want the money to come from you right. and from nowhere else. That's the only thing you're asking for. Hmm. You're not saying, I hope the business deal works out. It doesn't say that. It says, Borech Oleinu es Hashana Hazos Letova. You bless this year for the good. Meaning to say, if Hashem, if you give me the money, and that, you know what, how you're going to give me the money? If I'm looking to get it from you. If I'm looking, now that only happens if I follow what you say. If I'm dishonest in business, I know it ain't coming from you. I know it's coming from the other side. You can get money from two places. You get the money that comes straight from God, it can only be blessed because it's unified with God. And how do you get money from God? Well, God said a number of rules. Don't work on Shabbos. Don't cheat people in business. All a bunch of rules. You follow all the rules, that means you're with me. You plan on giving tzedakah from this money. You know, it's everything has to do with money. You're listening to me. If you're listening to me, everything, you may not get a lot of what you, of your, you're expecting. But everything you get is an honest dollar. It's an not only an honest dollar, it's a blessed dollar.
It's better than honest.
And only blessings come from that kind of money. And that's what you're davening for. You're davening to not be fooled. That's the whole thing. I don't want to be fooled by the Fortune 500. I want to keep, and that's really what the daven, you're praying, Hashem, I'm praying to you. Help me remember and not to forget. Because since I'm a human being, I'm very liable to be persuaded by these rules, and I don't want to be persuaded. But it's very hard because I see all the Rishonim are doing so amazing.
Exactly.
And they don't give tzedakah, they don't do this. And for me, mamish, every penny, I'm living by every penny. I mean, I'm not complaining, Hashem, but you know, I could fall, and there could be a test one day where the guy's going to offer me a lot of money with a little, just violate one rabbinic principle. One rabbinic principle, not even a daraisa. One rabbinic, and I could make a lot more money. Hashem, I need the strength to not be fooled. That's the only thing you're asking for. You're not asking that I should get this business deal. What's the ask if you get the business deal? Hashem, say Hashem, no matter what happens with the business deal, I shouldn't be upset. And I should remember it came from you. If I get it, I should remember it came from you. If I lose it, I should know it came from you. And that's all you're davening for. You're not davening for Hashem, give me the money. What do you mean give me that? Hashem already decided if you're getting the money or not. So what's to talk about? For me not to forget. I don't want to forget where it's coming, because if I forget, then I'm liable to do things that aren't going to work out, and then I'm liable to get the money in illegal ways, and then the money won't be blessed, and I'll separate. And what's the whole purpose of davening? What's the whole purpose of davening? Davening is when you connect to Hashem. And you want to say, Hashem, I'm connected to you, and I don't want to lose that connection during the day. So that's what you're saying, Borech Oleinu, you bless me. I don't want blessings coming from anywhere else. And that's the purpose, is to keep you focused on that. Okay, but on the other hand, back upstairs to the Tanya, to the commentary of the Tanya. When you do an Aveira, you see, then you're worse than the Klipa. Klipa does what he's supposed to do. But I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Continues the commentary. Kfira kazu b'arz Hashem, this denial of the unity of Hashem, lavo aratzona, to transgress His will, that can only happen in this physical world. The klipa, the spiritual klipa, doesn't put on a physical garment. It has nothing to do with the physical world. He knows his creator and doesn't rebel. He can't be kafir. But the physicality of this world, the physicality hides this world so much of Hashem. Could come to where Purim doesn't care about what Hashem says. And this is all written. Tanya continues. As it's written in the Sefer Yitzchayim, Shehara Shevel Mazeh HaChomri, the evil in the physical world, Hushmore HaKlipas HaGasas, it's the dregs of the gross klipas of the spiritual world. Okay? So that's what the commentary explains. But lamas haruchanim, in the spiritual worlds, yeshem gamkin klipas gasas, there's grubba klipas. Of a larash of olam hazecharim, but the evil of this physical world, hushmarei haklipas gasas, that's the dregs of that. That's the most gross physical part of it. Just like the dregs are the most gross part of the wine, they're not the refined part of the wine. Now, Reish Tzadi Dalet, and we'll just do the one more paragraph. And this is the ultimate of the Beirur, etc., etc. All quoting, I imagine, the Eitz Chaim. Meaning to say, the evil in this world, the Eitz Chaim is describing as the ultimate of Beirur. Beirur means borer, to separate, right? Hazehu tachlas haber. What does that mean? Hamashal was that. The analogy is, kishimavarim chatichas kesef, you're trying to separate, and we have we've mined gold from a mine. So what do you have to do? You have to smelt it to separate the gold from the non-gold. So what do you do? Motzina sa kesef anaki. You take out the silver. You take out the good silver. Umenicha psolas, and the dregs, you leave it to the side. Vapsolasu, but still the dregs, even the dregs, Yesh od ma'at kesef nagi. There's still a little pure silver that's mixed in there. Because you got the pure silver, only silver. What you took away is mainly not silver, has a little bit of silver in there. And then we separate it again. You smelt it again. You take whatever little silver was left in the psolas. The zup psolas, and that last part after the second separation, grew at yours, that's the worst. We do it many, many times until you finally have something with absolutely zero silver, not a trace of silver in it. That's the analogy. This is the realities of life. This world, that's the last level of psolas. In other words, even the klipa has a certain amount of silver in it. The klipa knows it's from Hashem. The klipas still get, you know, we smelt it away till so many refinements have happened that all that's left in this world is total psolas, total non-silver. That's the worst part of the klipas. And ends off the commentary only in this world can you have this evil that we're talking about. The most evil, because everything's so, any spirituality has been refined out. Now, the next part that we'll start next week begins to start that answer that we've been trying all the way back from chapter 18 to deal with, and how everything can be in your heart. This is where he begins, after all this information, now he begins to tell us how we can get back to seeing how things are close to Hashem and things like that. That was the whole question. But now we're in a position to begin that.